I don't mean to like pick on you here in the corner, or you, but if you look at like whether it's biblical texts, the Quran, the Torah, all religious texts from all different parts of the world, like women were always put in a subordinate position. And I don't think it's because women are inferior as in like their value as human beings, but I think that's like from a biological standpoint that women just don't have certain capabilities of decision making, deductive problem solving, etc. to make
wrong. What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. I love philosophy, man. Philosophy was the greatest class I've ever taken. And I remember some teacher was trying to fucking pull some mental gymnastics on one of Socrates' quotes. And that's when I dropped out of college. Because I had been facing harassment from my female teachers. I had been facing so much bullshit. It was one quote that woke me up. And the teacher was trying to unfuck that awakening. The quote goes, "When a woman becomes your equal, she becomes your superior." And the teacher was trying to go off on some benign, like, feminist fucking rant about how ancient times were, you know, whatever. And then I immediately posed the question in my head, but wait a minute. Like, even in the Torah and in religious texts, it says otherwise. It says the exact same thing that this is saying. So how is it that two religious texts and one philosopher are gonna, you know, whatever. And they're like, well, you know, and the teacher's just like, well, like I just made mention, you know, those were a different time and a time period, and today we live in a society where yada yada yada, blah 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 blah, yeah, yada 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 yada, yeah. Right? I got to a point where I was just like, okay, I get it. They're trying to fucking brainwash me. And that's when I fucking stopped taking those classes. And instead, what did I start doing? I just started reading the shit on my own. Because I realized that the voice of the ancients, the only way that they can speak to you is if you read them. You have to be in a fucking very mentally calm place to read them. And all these so-called pseudo-intellectuals and shit with all these degrees and all these other things somehow still can't manage. They still can't fucking manage to just teach a simple fucking class. They've got to push an agenda. Now, the reason why that quote exists, well, I mean, not because of its truthfulness. Well, I mean, excuse me, not just because of its truthfulness and the power that it holds in that simple statement, but because, like, it's like I said before, when you see a man dressed like a woman, what does that look like to you? When you see a woman dressed like a man, when they try to exhibit masculinity, what does that look like to you? It looks benign, doesn't it? It looks odd. It looks off. Why is that? How about this? Let me give you I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Bozuzoku gangs. You guys know what a Bozuzoku is? Here, let me show you. You're gonna have to forgive. There you go.
中国すごいやっぱり危険にさらされてるわけですよ常に。
Just upon your first impression of what that gang style is, what does it represent to you? How about this? Let me make it even fucking clear. Drag queens. That is a perfect fucking representation of what I'm trying to get at. Hold on, let me finish this. I'm actually interested.
これは俗称でございまして、まあ、ご承知のとおり一般には深夜にエンジン音を響かせて他人の迷惑を顧みずにですね、走り回るような連中のことを言っております。
Those guys in white are called the Spectres. I haven't even seen this.
喧嘩したことないかな。
That guy right there is actually a very famous Bozozoku from the Bozozoku gang called the Spectres. He used to be a former leader. You see, what I'm trying to get at is very simple. We have a life of doers and showers. Women will emulate a man. And like I just made mention, there are doers and showers. A woman who emulates a man will either do one of two actions. Either try to look like a fucking man or try to act like a fucking man. How many fucking boss ass bitches you see in fucking dresses acting tough as shit, loud as fuck? You know what I mean? Or just being like trying to be fucking composed and stoic and trying to be as fucking hard and all this other shit. It's because they fucking mimicked that behavior from a fucking man. What I love about Bozozokus is that they're the fucking loudest motherfuckers on planet Earth. It's kind of like the equivalent of our MCs out here. Especially the Spectres. You know, they have like these enormous fucking over-the-top fucking motorcycles that have these huge-ass white seats, and they like to turn their motorcycle left and right, so that big ass, you know, it's called a sissy bar. So that big ass sissy bar will wag in the air, left and right. It's just to cause attention. They wave flags, they rev their engines, they get rid of their catalytic converters and their governors, and they just rev the fuck out of their engines. Don't get me wrong, they'll fuck you up. You think like, oh, those fucking Japanese pussies? No, dude, trust me. They're fucking hard motherfuckers. They will fuck you up. They carry bats, knives, fucking chains. And they don't fight you one-on-one. Get that John Wick shit out of your head. They will all fuck you up at the same time. The last time they left the fucking chick a bloody mess because she fucking started talking shit to one of the guys. They don't give a shit. Oh, wow, they beat up on women. No, dude, they beat up on fucking guys and tourists and fuck anybody, dude. the worst case you could fucking, and again, dude, I'm just telling you this from the documentaries that I've seen. There's a reason why the fucking leader had to step down, is because he was just causing too much fucking mayhem for the survival of the fucking club. He stepped down. But you saw him do Muay Thai. I'm telling you, they're fucking mean. They're aggressive motherfuckers. Each and every one of them get beaten in the face, so they know how to give a beating. They measure their standard by how fucking hard they get hit. They exaggerate their beatings, so they try to dish it out 10 times harder. It's the same thing with women, dude. If a woman doesn't have the heart to be fucking masculine, she's just not going to be masculine. She's going to be feminine. Feminine in every fucking aspect of life. She's going to be passive. She's not going to let things bother her. She's going to be... excuse me. She's going to be completely passive about things. Nothing's going to bother her. Nothing. What I've noticed about fucking lesbians is they dress up like how many times have you seen them dress up like rappers? Fat, baggy ass shirts. They sag their shorts. They pull up their socks. They fucking wear gay ass looking jewelry. And they just look off. They try to shave their head, and you're just like, what? What the fuck? And yet somehow, like, lesbian chicks are more feminine to their fucking counterpart, to their masculine counterpart. Why? Because they have to. Because they know that if they're both fucking masculine, it's not going to work. So she needs to fucking have that visual interpretation of what masculine is. But I can tell you right now, both of those girls are soft as fuck. They're squishy. This fucking, like, the chick, like, I keep making mention, the chick that I fucking met the other fuck, or that last weekend, tried to be fucking, she tried to fucking step up to me and shit. She's like, oh, dude, you're just a nerd. And I looked at her and I said, excuse me? She's like, yeah, you're just like one of those, you're just being a weirdo. You're just sitting by yourself. And I was like, yeah, it's because I enjoy my own peace and quiet. Well, why don't you like to make friends? It's none of your business. Why are you being so intrusive? Why are you being so aggressive? Why are you being so inquisitive? I don't even know you. Well, I'm just trying to make friends. Is that how you make friends? I have no idea who the fuck you are. How about you introduce yourself? What's your name? How about we start there? Did you forget your fucking manners? Like, let me guess, you work construction? Well, no, I work in the office. Oh, so you boss other fucking low standard mid around. Wow, congratulations. You're literally the top of the shit pile. Yeah, she worked in HR. So I was like, there you go. She tried to brag. She was like, yeah, I make like about 250 a day, and I just like looked at her like, what the fuck? Like, who cares? Do you think that's impressive? And she's like, well, yeah, I mean, do you make 250 a day? And I was like, dude, I had my own business at age 19. You think I give a fuck about anybody's money? I've had it all. I've seen it all. Came short of, I bought my own house at age 20. You think I'm fucking impressed by you? Dropped out of school twice. That's how fucking fast my life was moving. And she just looks at me like, oh, all of a sudden, right? The high value fucking, like, well, you're a potential suitor. She's like, no, dude, you're 53. Fuck off. Bitch had wrinkles, fat. She had her fucking nasty ass titties trying to hang out. Ugh. You could tell she was balding. Fucking fake ass blonde hair. I mean, like, platinum fucking... No, it was, like, bleached blonde. It wasn't platinum, so it was, like, orangey-yellow tint. It was gross. Any case. This chick, right? She's trying to fucking show off to me. She's trying to fucking show off how much money she makes. She's trying to show off you know, that she's this boss ass babe. She thought she was trying to pick up on me the same way that a guy would try to pick up on a dude. But she was trying to go up to a younger guy and saying, like, look, I could be your sugar mama. Like, I don't need your fucking money. I got my own apartment. I got my own apartment and a PS5. What the fuck do I need you for? I got my private fucking gym. What the fuck do I need you for? And this chick, she just would not stop trying to fucking lean on me. And it's the same thing that I see with the gay guys. There's a fucking masculine and then there's a feminine. And the effeminate is extremely oh my Jesus. My gosh, like hyper fucking feminine. And it comes off cartoonish, doesn't it, men? Same thing with those lesbians. It comes off cartoonish, doesn't it, men? That's why the drag queens exist. They are literally the epitome of human society when it tries to incorporate. And they even know it themselves. They're self-aware. That's what I fucking at least respect about them. Is that they know that they're clowns. They're like, yeah, we're just dressing up like with bright fucking colors, over the top makeup. It's for show. It's a fucking show. It's designed to fucking just look over the top. It's a fucking clown. It's a what is it? A clown. God damn it. I was about to go into it, but then I just realized I went, it's a, and then I just started thinking of the fifth element. No. With Chris Tucker. That's where my brain goes, by the way. My brain just veers off like a fucking car into the fucking ditch. They realize that they dress like clowns for the reason, for sheer entertainment, for attention. Same thing with those transgenders. They're doers and showers. Fucking Blair White is like desperately trying to show. I don't know Blair White's real name. But there's people out there that literally do not fucking advertise that they're transgender. They don't. They just make the switch and that's it. They keep it to them fucking selves. To the point where, like, hey, you know what? This has been weighing heavy on my heart, and I need to tell you because I feel like I've been fucking wronging you this whole time. I can't respect them either way. Either they fucking tell you or not. They boast about it or not. At the end of the day, I don't respect any of that shit. But what I'm trying to tell you is it's a cartoonish depiction of what these chicks are trying to do. They are trying to emulate what a man is. The reason why I paused it at this screenshot is because the Yakuza have been around for fucking generations. I don't know if you knew this, like, everybody knows that the reason why they cut their finger off, it's to pledge their oath. they cut off the tip of one of their fingers, and then they cut off another knuckle, right? When they do something wrong, or they pledge another allegiance, or they're just trying to make good on something that they fucked up on, that was royally bad. And they can either do one of two things. They can either have help, or they can do it themselves. And the reason for that, the reason why they cut their finger off, isn't just to do corporal punishment. It's because back then, it was a way of demonstrating that if you cut your finger off, you can't hold your sword properly. If you just hold it with like two or three fingers, dude, that shit is hard to fucking hold. And then therefore you can't rebel against the gang that you're in. I forget what it's called over there. It's not a gang, but and therefore you need to rely on everybody's help. Because together you can defeat your enemy. Divided, you cannot. So they take their hierarchy very serious. And they dress the way they do professionally because that is the world that they're involved in. They realize that their tattoos and everything, if they were to expose that, their culture wouldn't accept it. They would immediately be shunned. And they want to be respected. But at the same time, their tattoos represent a lot over there. It's loud. It's very visually offensive. So they cover it up in suits. Very wise people. What are you admiring, the Yakuza? What I'm trying to tell you is, there is a very big difference between the doers and the showers. And every one of those women on that fucking podcast, right, are going to sit there and tell you that they're a boss ass bitch and blah, 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 and yada, yada, yada. Whoop de doo, la de la. Never once have you fucking asked them, well, what did you do to maintain a guy? If you're so fucking boss ass, what did you do to maintain a guy? What did you do to make a guy? I'm not doing that for a guy. I'm doing this for myself. Blah, blah, blah. All right. What did you do for society? I could tell you guys for like the fucking 2 years that I was in politics or politicking and fucking doing all those protests and shit. Dude, every fucking weekend I was doing something. It's tiring. I remember one of my brothers at the time, he said, man, dude, it's hard being a patriot. It's fucking tiring. Because you just got out of work. The next morning you wake up at 5 a.m. You get ready. And then you drive all the way to San Diego to do a fucking 2-hour protest. And then you fucking come back. And dude, I was going back to back to back to back. Get up in the morning. Do a protest. Go to a city council meeting. Go to a fucking another underground fucking Republicans Legion meeting. Go to my spot where my car was, go to sleep, wake up, go shower, and then fucking do it all over again. Sunday morning, get out, go to work, try to stay in the loop with the politics up until Friday, and then do it all over again on Saturday and Sunday. It was fucking exhausting. And all that while still trying to maintain a fucking physique. Trying to run, trying to fucking do push-ups, trying to do all that shit. It was fucking tiring. None of those chicks would ever fucking do that. And it fucking pains me because they run their fucking mouths and have zero strength to back it up. Because they know that if a fucking guy hits them, it's a very big fucking no-no in our society. But I guarantee you, the moment that you start to peel away that fucking no-no in our society, like they do in Russia, dude, it's game on. In Russia, it is totally okay to just fucking just beat the life out of a fucking woman. And yet somehow they still manage to have their fucking values the way that we do. They still manage to maintain their values. Unlike us. Where we fucking made women our fucking equal and all of a sudden our country's falling apart. As a matter of fact, there was like this Muslim kid who was debating Destiny, and Destiny said, like, your shit country's falling apart because of the division that you have between you Muslims. And do you want to know what's funny? The Muslim kid fired back. He said, and your country is falling apart because it doesn't adhere to its core principles. And instead it falls into degeneracy and all this disgusting behavior. He did it with that. Dude, that kid fired back without even fucking so much as breathing or taking a break. He didn't even have to fucking stop and think about it. Is he wrong? I'm not associating him with anybody else other than what he said. Because I know that's where exactly everybody's brain's going. Is like, oh, well, fucking, he sounds like this other guy or fucking this other terrorist or... He wasn't fucking wrong. The reason why our country's going sideways is because of all of this fucking bullshit that's going on. Allowing women to fucking participate in our... How do I explain this? Allowing women to participate in simple activities like boys' clubs. We made female masons. Female golf clubs. You know, like, those used to be men's things. Men used to do those things. And then chicks are like, well, we want to do them too. No, they don't. No, they don't. How many fucking women's clubs do you see that are just jam-packed with fucking chicks? Never. Fuck. The women's Masonic lodge has to share a lodge with the men. Do you want to know why? It's because there's not enough women. They can't support their own fucking club. As a matter of fact, the Mason club over there had to just be, it had to unionize. Like, they just made it just one club. So the men and the women basically do ceremonies together. It's not something I'd want to join. Fuck that. We've got one woman in our office at my job, and that woman is making our life a living fucking nightmare. You can't cuss, you can't tell dirty jokes, you can't do stupid shit. Just can't. And the moment everybody just walks out of the office to tell their stupid jokes in the fucking garage. And I'm like, you know what I just realized, man? This is just like our lives at home, isn't it? We run to the garage to fucking get away from our wives. Like, dude, that's our home. Like, fuck that. I'll never do that shit. Check this out. I think I was like 30 years old. I was working as a tree trimmer. I knock on this guy's door. This black lady answers. And then this fucking old guy just pushes her out of the way. He goes, yeah, what is it? I'm like, hey, we're here to trim the back of your... We're here to trim the trees in the back of your house. Okay, go at it. He closes the door. And all I heard him say was, don't ever answer the door without my permission. Just a different guy from a different time. Turns out the guy was a former Marine, so. old fucker. I hope he's doing alright. He lived in a beautiful part of town. I guess that's my rant. But my point is that women will always try to emulate men, and it's always going to be the most over-the-top shit that you will ever see. So when you see them talking the way they do, when you hear them talk the way they do, and you see them dress the way they dress with their tits fucking hanging out and all this other shit, they think that femininity is showing your tits and legs and ass. And doing a couple fucking sexy poses with their body. A little contortion here and there. Showing some fucking pussy lip. They don't realize that femininity is an action. Not an estilo. Something to think about. Guard your heart.